You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
We are wrapping up the week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, old time radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio or on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com, or you can leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you enjoyed this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com. This is our 300th episode, and though I'm drawing attention to it right now, I really hadn't planned to do anything special for it. I don't want to do special events for every 100 or 50 or whatever. I'll probably do specials here and there, like for the 500th episode, and then probably again for the 1,000th episode, if I'm still doing the podcast by then. But 300 episodes is still quite a feat, and I appreciate everyone who listens to the show, and especially for those who have written in. And after this episode, I'll have a special challenge for all of you, so stay tuned for that. Now, this episode was originally aired on November 8th, 1950, and George, what is that secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is door. D-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life! More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, from rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
That's me, Groucho Marx. Here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples tonight, George. Who's first to try for it?
Couple of newlyweds, Groucho, selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air. Mr. and Mrs. Robert Holzhauer, right?
Right.
Right.
Meet Groucho Marx, folks.
Welcome, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And if you say the secret word while we're talking, you'll divide $100 between you. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Robert, you're a newlywed, eh?
That's right, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And your name is Arlene?
That's right.
You're a newlywed too, huh?
Oh, yes.
You're a very pretty girl, you know that?
Thank you.
Did you know that?
Oh, I've heard it, to be honest.
You don't have to be honest with me, you know.
Yeah, I
don't propose to be honest with you. Where are you from, Arlene?
I'm a native daughter. I was born right here in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. How old are you, Arlene?
22.
And how old are you, Bob?
I'm 27.
What do you do for a living?
I go to college.
That's the way you make a living? You mean you're on the football team? Are you working, Arlene?
No, I go to college, too.
Oh, you mean you're both on the team, eh? What are you taking in college besides Bob?
Well, I'm taking a major in medicine.
You're taking a major in medicine, eh? Is your husband aware of this?
No, I mean a major like her.
Are you taking him for everything he's got?
No, it's the line of study you pursue in order to get your degree.
You pursue the major. Okay? Who are you taking in college, Bob? A lieutenant in the wax?
No, I'm studying law.
Oh, well, I don't blame you if she's going to carry on with the first major. At least you'll be able to sue the guy. Do you intend to become a lawyer when you graduate?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, I think that the practice of law is... very good field for a young man. I think that I'd probably make a good lawyer.
Why are you under that impression?
I like to help people in their troubles.
Oh, that isn't what a lawyer does. What do they teach in law school besides ambulance chasing and jury bribing?
Oh, we don't learn that in law school.
You don't, huh?
No.
Well, then you won't get any of my business, huh? Well, what do you learn in law school?
Well, we study several courses, as evidence and criminal procedure and domestic relations.
Don't you learn any legal terms? Let me hear you talk like a lawyer. I mean, give me some shyster talk.
You don't talk shyster, right? I can give you some terms such as
I like a lawyer that gets disbarred quickly. Huh? You have terms like what?
Well, there's habeas corpus and nolo contendere.
Nola contendere. I knew her well. Huh?
No,
little Spanish girl. I wonder where she is tonight. Huh?
Well, nolo contendere actually means that there's...
What does it mean?
It means there's no fight, there's no contest.
That's Nola, all right. No fight in Nola. She'd go to any movie I suggested. You mentioned domestic relations. What do you learn there, Bob?
Well, we learned mostly about divorces.
Oh, then this major is worrying you, huh? Arlene, you ought to be ashamed. Now, I don't want to be nosy, but if you both go to college, what do you live on, in addition to love, I mean?
Well,
very substantial fodder, but kind of thin around the edges, huh?
It is pretty hard, but, well, we have a GI Bill for Bob. And...
GI Bill? You get that the first of the month?
Public Law 346.
Oh. He gets the money and he knows the number of it, huh? Well, I'm glad you straightened me out. Is the GI Bill enough to support you two lovebirds?
Well, not very well, but we managed to squeeze by.
I imagine you do, huh? Now, as soon as you finish school, Bob, are you planning on hanging up your shingle immediately?
Well, I'd like to, but I have to pass the bar.
Well, that's a good place to get shingles. Suppose you were called to defend Arlene in court. Go ahead. Let's see your defender.
I'd have to know what she was charged with.
Well, I wouldn't know that, huh? Maybe brown celery tonic. You know? How long did you say you've been married?
We've been married now about a month.
Would you say that Bob is a perfect husband, Arlene?
Well, yes, he is.
Suppose he told you he had to stay after school some night, and the next day your best friend told you she saw him dancing to Charleston with a dazzling redhead at Ciro's. What would you say to that?
I'd say that couldn't be my husband.
Why not? He's a man, isn't he?
Yes, but he doesn't dance to Charleston.
Well, he's more of a man than I thought he was. Well, Arlene, I predict your marriage will be a howling success, especially if you ever catch him doing the Charleston with a redhead. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at $1,500. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to Fenimore.
It's the greatest advance in driving ease and convenience since the self-starter. That's what people are saying about the sensational new DeSoto feature, full power steering, that makes turning the steering wheel practically effortless. Think of it. With DeSoto full power steering, you can turn the wheel of either the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the PowerMaster 6 using just one finger. It's literally as easy as dialing a phone. DeSoto full, not partial, but full power steering works even when the car is at a standstill. That means to you far easier parking and easier driving at all speeds and over all kinds of roads. Try it. Experience the novelty of effortless steering. DeSoto full power steering. Tomorrow, visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask to take the 5-mile trial in either the mighty DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with the new 160 horsepower V8 engine or the handsome DeSoto PowerMaster 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
Now, let's see if you two will get a chance at the $1,500. Fenneman, explain the rules.
All right, each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nicknames of states as your category. 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 That's an Indiana category. Where they make all that steel. Here's your first question. How much will you bet of the
$20?
$10. $10. I'm going to talk right up now. All right, here we go. What state is known as the Sunflower State?
Kansas.
Kansas is right.
And the kids are on the way. I have $30.
All right, remember, you're going for $1,500. How much of the $30 will you try?
Let's try.
Talk it up, kids.
$25.
Talk it up.
$25.
Okay. $25. What state is known as the Empire State?
New York.
New York is right.
They're climbing, too. They have $55.
All right, you're climbing. You got $55. Here's your third question. How much are you going to bet? Here they come. They're on the inside now. They're coming out. The another game, isn't it? How much are you going to bet?
$50.
$50 you're going to bet?
Mm-hmm.
Have they got that much?
Yes, $55 they have.
For land sakes alive. What state is known as the Hoosier State?
Indiana.
And now they have $105.
You have zoomed to the pinnacle of success. So you've got $105. Now how much are you going to bet?
I'll bet $100.
This girl must be of German extraction. She left the pinnacle of... How much are you betting?
$100.
Hey, you're really gamblers, huh? I'm more nervous than they are.
I'll bet you are.
What state is known as the Buckeye State?
Ohio.
Ohio!
And they wind up with a grand total of $205.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now, don't you kids go too far away because you may get a chance at the big question later on in the show. Thank you very much. Groucho, our next couple has been offstage.
They have.
So they don't know the secret word is door. Maybe they'll say it while they're out here talking to you. We invited some florists to the program tonight, and just before
some
we went...
Florists?
No, florists.
Oh, florists. I thought you said forest. Yeah, I wonder how we're going to get some trees in there.
Huh? The studio audience selected of these florists that we invited to the show, Mr. Jack Dortenack. His partner is a housewife from the studio audience, Mrs. Mary Fiternick. Come on in here, folks, and meet Groucho Marx, right over here.
Welcome, kiddies, to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word, you'll split $100 between you. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Jack Dortenack, huh? What kind of a name is that, Dortenack?
Well, that's French.
Oh, it is, huh?
That's French.
How would you pronounce it over there?
In France, yeah. Dortenack.
Dortenack, yeah. Well, Dortenack yourself, huh? And Mrs. Mary Fiternick, huh?
That's right.
Is that a Greek Fiternick, or is it... It doesn't say anything about that here, huh? Do you mind if I call you Mary?
Oh, no, you can call me anything.
Okay, well, tell me, Sam, where are you from? Huh? I think Sam is a nice name for you. Where are you from, Sam? Mary?
Me, I'm born and raised in Norfolk, Virginia.
Jack, let's talk about the flower business. Where is your shop? Must be on the main stem, I imagine.
9526 Santa Monica Boulevard.
It isn't on the main stem, huh?
No, not on the main stem.
Where is it?
Beverly Hills, 9526 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, that's right up in my neighborhood. How is the flower business?
Picking up.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping you'd say business was bad so I could say the flower business has gone to pot. I didn't do much better with that than I did with the main stem. Now, let's try it once more. How is the flower business?
Well, it could be better.
Well, I'm sorry to hear your business is going to pot. Huh? Now, isn't that better than cheating me out of a joke, huh? You want to try main stem again now and see what we can do with that? Seriously now, how is the flower business?
Picking up.
Oh, no, we're not going to go through that again. Does your husband ever bring you flowers, Mary?
Oh, no, I'm allergic to flowers. I sneeze. I can't stand flowers.
Now, what about the flowers on your hat if you're allergic to flowers?
Well, he's a phony. Don't pay no attention to these.
Jack, what's the most popular flower?
Roses.
Well, why is that, Jack?
Well, I guess because red roses denote love and yellow roses jealousy, white roses purity.
I see. Did you know roses were green?
I've never seen any green ones.
Well, I happen to know that roses are green. I see him hanging on her line every Monday. You know, it's comforting to have Mary on the show. She laughs before every joke. Well, that's a nice attitude. What about you, Mary? Anything embarrassing ever happened to you in addition to that hat?
I have a pretty sad one. I don't know how sad it was, but I happened to be on a crowded squeak car, and I couldn't hardly get in the door myself.
And you and Mr. Jack Tortinak, you're going to split $100 here between you,
oh,
huh?
Oh, thank you
don't
very
forget Jack
much.
Gets 50
sure.
of that,
right?
For 100. Now, what happened to you, Mary? You were trying to squeeze through a door,
well,
and you got yourself
$50. I got my seat on a streetcar, and there was a lady when there was a little boy hanging on to a skirt. So I felt sorry, so I picked up the little boy and put the boy on my lap, said to the mother, I said, my, your little boy is such a
how do you know it was
lovely...
the mother?
Well, sure it was. I said, my.
What makes you so sure? Well, can a woman get on a streetcar with a kid without being the mother of it?
Well, that's possible, but this happened to be, I know now, if you let me tell my story.
But you didn't know then, did you?
Well, I think. Well,
where were you in the night of January 9th?
Who
can play at that game?
Anyhow, I picked up the little boy and set the little boy on my lap, and I said, my, that boy is such a lovely, behaved child. Why, she said he should be. He's 32 years old. Here he was a little midget, and I didn't even know
it. Well, at least you got him on for half air. Mary, that's a very cute little story. Now, tell us another one, huh?
Oh, I got I want to tell you about the hat. Now, you ain't heard nothing yet.
You got it. I can believe that, huh?
No, but really, one of my girlfriends died, you see, and you
that's pretty funny, huh?
Well,
that was a good joke on her, too.
I happened to have this flower hat on, you know, so I rushed to the store and I bought an all-black hat, and I happened to be at the funeral parlor, and I put this hat on a chair, and someone accidentally put it on the coffin. And I had to go to the undertaker and take my hat. Now I got my hat back.
Well, going around stealing hats from a stiff is a pretty low crime. Now, let's see how well you two make out in the battle for the $1,500. You've got to work together as a team and run your $20 into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The newlyweds won $205.
Let's see how high you can build your $20. You select the sections of cities of the world. Is that right? Now, you have $20. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try? Talk up, kids.
How much?
$5.
All right. In what city do you find the Back Bay region?
Back Bay region. Boston?
Boston is right.
And they're on the way. They have $25.
Okay, remember, you're going for $1,500. Now, how much of the 25 will you try?
15.
Okay. In what city do you find the Left Bank?
Memphis?
One answer now. I'm sorry, it's Paris. You should have known that.
Oh.
It's a pretty easy question. Yeah?
They now have $10, Groucho.
These are the cities of the world, you know. This is
That's
not necessarily
right.
The United States. All right, now you're down to how much?
$10.
$10. Here's your third question. How much will you bet of the 10?
$5.
$5. In what city do you find the Bowery?
New York.
New York is right.
You're on the way, then. You have $15 now.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 15 will you try?
No, then you'll be out of luck. $10.
Now, in what city do you find Nob Hill?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
And the wind-up and grand total is $25.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now we'll soon know who's going to get the chance at the big question. Because, you see, at this point,
The newlyweds are leading with $205.
Oh, my dear, they must be smart.
And
that's
as long as you're out here,
newlyweds.
I guess we can tell you that the secret word is still door.
Oh.
So if you'll stand by now while
it's a good thing I rode on that streetcar.
Yes, the secret word is still door, and our other contestants, of course, have been off stage, so they don't know what it is. You can bring them in now, fellas, please. We invited some veterans of the Spanish-American War to the show tonight, and also some American Army draftees of this war. I'd like you now, Groucho, to meet Clyde Black and Roosevelt Gray. Come on in here, fellas, and meet Groucho Marx, please.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Spanish-American War vet, Clyde Black, huh? And a drafty. You're the drafty. Huh?
That's right.
Clyde Black, aren't you pretty old to be drafted?
I was in Spanish-American War.
That was 52 years ago. How old are you now?
72.
72. Well, you're a fine-looking man. If I didn't know that you'd been in the Spanish-American War, I'd take you for about 60.
Thank you for the compliment.
It's no compliment. I'm telling you the truth. You know. Roosevelt Gray, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're the drafty. How long have you been in the Army?
4 months.
Four months? Have you written your memoirs yet?
That's it.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Texas? Where are you from?
Texas.
Both from Texas, huh? What part of Texas?
Fort Mason, Texas.
Fort Mason, huh? Are you married, Roosevelt?
Unmarried.
You're unmarried, huh? Well, don't feel too bad about it. After all, you got a mess sergeant now, huh? He'll sew your buttons on, huh? What sort of work did you do before you were so rudely interrupted, Roosevelt? Huh?
Well, I was a farmer. I raised different crops, such as watermelon and peas and cotton and corn.
Have your own place?
Yes, sir.
Own farm, huh? What do you do for a living, Clyde?
I'm a special representative of the Colorado River Board of the State of California.
Well, you live in California now.
I certainly do.
You don't like Texas? Huh?
Well, Texas is a good place to be from.
My advice to you is don't go back there. Do you have any particular problems in the Army, Roosevelt?
Well, not so particular, but I don't know where I'm going.
Well, you won't get anything on the rest of us, huh? When you make up your mind, be sure to tell the general, Roosevelt. Huh?
Right.
What do you mean you don't know where you're going?
Well, I don't know whether I'm going in the infantry, corps of engineer, tanks, airplanes, or what.
I see. Well, here's an old soldier. Perhaps you can profit by his experience. What branch do you suggest, Clyde?
Cavalry's pretty good.
Which did you prefer when you were in, huh?
That's what I preferred, yeah.
Why?
Because I was raised on a horse.
Isn't it pretty tough to get on the cavalry now? They're not even taking horses, are they? Not even draft horses, huh? They're not even drafting draft horses. What made you decide to enter the Army, Roosevelt?
Well, the draft board.
Now, come now, Roosevelt. It's not that easy. You must know somebody on the draft board. What was your rank in the Army, Clyde?
Buck private.
Buck private, huh? How long was your training period?
7 months.
And how long is your basic training?
14 weeks.
14 weeks, huh? You mean the boys today accomplish in 14 weeks what it took Clyde 7 months to do?
Well,
Why is that?
I guess because they're having that more streamlined than it was then.
Are you referring to the wax?
Yes, to the wax.
How were the wax in your day, Clyde?
No wax.
No wax, huh? How come?
Because no woman was allowed in 40 miles of an army camp.
That's why your training always took a year, I guess. The soldiers were always on maneuvers, 40 miles from the camp. Huh? You mean they were like going to the library and reading newspapers? Is that what they used to do? What did you fellas do when you come into town on a weekend pass? Roosevelt?
Huh? Well, I guess the same as what soldiers did back in the Spanish-American War.
You mean you two go 40 miles to a public library? They're just crazy about reading and literature. What is your rank in the Army, Roosevelt?
Private.
Well, what is your ambition? What would you like to be?
A civilian.
I'm sorry, but we're all full up, eh? But leave your name at the front office, and if anything turns up, we'll give you a ring, eh? Well, if you're the type the Army's taking, I'd say our future's in pretty safe hands, Roosevelt. Now then, you're going to play your bet your life. You have to beat our other two couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,500. That's the DeSoto Plymouth big question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but Fenneman is off stage to remind our listeners.
The newlyweds are still ahead with $205.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected questions on Abraham Lincoln as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Well, $20.
$20. You're going to bet the whole $20?
No, it's $20.
$10? What do you say, Clyde? You're a partner in this, an equal partner, you know.
Well, I'll agree, $10.
$10, okay. What was the name of the battlefield where Lincoln made his famous address?
Gettysburg.
Gettysburg is right.
And off to a good start. You now have $30.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 will you try?
15.
All right, 15. Roosevelt? Okay, what was the name of the man who assassinated Lincoln?
Booth.
Booth is right.
They're climbing now. They have $45.
All right, you got $45. Here's your third question. How much of the 45 will you bet?
25.
25.
Okay, what was the name of Lincoln's wife?
Nancy Hanks.
One answer between you now. Come to some definite conclusion.
Her maiden name was Nancy Hanks, Nancy Lincoln.
No, I'm sorry. It's Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, I thought mother. We didn't hear that.
Well, that's a shame.
They've dropped to $20 now, Groucho.
Well, you're still on the running. You got $20. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 20 will you go for?
15.
Okay, Clyde.
Okay.
All right. Lincoln first gained national prominence as a senatorial candidate from what state?
Illinois.
Illinois is correct.
Wind up with $35. And that means the newlyweds with $205 get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question.
Friends, when you're in the market for a used car, one of the first things to consider is where to buy it. The reputation and experience of the dealer is very important to assure you of a good value. You'll find your DeSoto Plymouth dealer is a good man to do business with. He has a wide selection of popular makes and models to choose from. And when you buy from him, you can count on getting a reliable used car that'll give you plenty of top service. You see, a DeSoto Plymouth dealer has a reputation to uphold, a reputation for fair and square dealing. So for a good used car at a fair price and easy terms, be sure to visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
And here comes the winning couple, the newlyweds, all ready for their chance at the $1,500 question, Groucho.
Well, here you are, kids, the newlyweds, and this will give you a nice nest egg if you win this, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so think carefully, and please, no help in the audience. Here it is. Ready? History books aren't always accurate. Remember that and tell me, on what hill was the Battle of Bunker Hill actually fought?
Bunker Hill.
No, I'm sorry. It was Breed's Hill in Boston. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,000. Well, you lost the big money, but you won $210 in the quiz.
$205.
$205 in the quiz. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Best of Groucho from the You Bet Your Life series. Don't miss the Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow.
For
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Don't stick your neck out in traffic. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. Well, that Mary was quite the character. We don't have the original broadcast of this episode, but fortunately they aired it again during the summer. When I was growing up, television shows would often air new shows between September and May, and during the summer months, they would repeat some of the show so you may get to see something that you had missed. Obviously, this was before DVRs and streaming services, but we did have VCRs. So I do want to say that I'm not quite convinced that the show was from the date mentioned. My main source of information is typically Radio Gold Index. However, it is seriously lacking information about the show during the 1950s. So second source of information is the Old Time Radio Research Group, and they have the date for this show as November 8th, 1950. While I know that the recording was not of this date, some of the elements were different than they were last week, such as the opening music and the closing ad that Groucho sung. Now, I know these could have been added later, but the secret word fanfare was also different, which I don't think they would add in at a later date. But I'd love to hear what you think. And if you're still listening up to this point, I want to thank you again for being with me for 300 episodes. And now, for my challenge for all of you, is to get one person hooked to this podcast. At work, school, a neighbor, a relative, the cop that just pulled you over for a distracted driving because you were laughing at Groucho. Don't do that, by the way. It doesn't matter who it is, get one person hooked. That is my challenge for you. Let's see if we can double the numbers and get more people involved in I Love Old Time Radio. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our host, Anchor.fm. You can listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn or iHeartRadio. For a full list, visit our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and to find the best location that suits you. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com or leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. And speaking of Vintage Club members, this weekend, it's a story of an immigrant showgirl who marries an unpublished author in effort to stay in the United States. It's from the MGM Theater of the Air, and it's called Come Live With Me. The Shadow returns on Monday, and Groucho will be back next Friday for some more You Bet Your Life. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.